From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. This is the 312th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take lessons from the brilliant speeches of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. Here we understand that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had some encounters with others, and not only whoever encountered Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam were really pious. However, in that case, we find that some people encountered Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam while the demeanor and gesture expressed that they were not good, pious Muslims. And then it's indicated that once Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was talking with Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. We find that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As mentioned to those people who were around him that whoever may wish to find out or to find the best people of the earth before the residents of the firmament, that is before angels, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should have a glimpse of this gentleman. And by this he meant Imam al-Hussein salam. However, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As indicated that since the night of the battle of Siffin, he never talked with him, that is with Imam al-Hussein salam. Then Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, who used to be a companion of the Prophet Muhammad, took Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As before Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam turned to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, and mentioned that, you know well, that I am the most beloved of the people of the earth, people on the earth, before the residents of the firmament. And at the same time, you fought me and my father in the Battle of Siffin. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated that, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my father was better than me. And then Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As begged Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's pardon and mentioned as a pretext and said that the Prophet Muhammad ordered me to follow and to obey my father. Since we know that Amr ibn al-As was a really dangerous character for the fate of the Islamic religion, and he was the main personality in the house of the Umayyads in their conspiracies against the line of the Ahl al-Bayt, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam never accepted the remark of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As and answered in this way: أَمَا سَمِعْتَ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Haven't you heard the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. In case your parents urge you to do something against the religion, you shouldn't follow them. وَقَوْلَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And then the remark of the Prophet Muhammad: إنما الطاعة في المعروف وقوله لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated, repeated the wisdom of the Prophet Muhammad, the epitome of the Prophet Muhammad, in that إنما الطاعة في المعروف. Obeying finds expression and is accepted while the job to be done is endorsed by religion. وقوله. That is the remark of the Prophet Muhammad. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There's no place to obey creation, that is anybody else, when the job recommended is in fact committing a sin against the Creator, against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, who was really a hypocrite, and since Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As was a hypocrite and he wasn't expected to have the capability of appreciating the depth and the truth of the statements of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, couldn't say anything because he had no answer. And soon after, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As left that community, that assembly. From this we understand that when a personality has good behavior, has good treatment, and has a good disposition, this good disposition attracts both friend and foe. Even those people who feel strictly against one person, when the person in question utters soul truth, everybody accepts the truth. And those people who are against him are usually forced by their own arguments and by their own reasons to accept the truth. This is one. And another one is that it's really an ethical job and an ethical gesture if a person discloses the real face of hypocrites. And at the same time, this can be done in many a case by doing good to others, and especially not by resorting to force. Here we understand that it was Imam al-Husayn al-Salam's sharp and very strong and convincing answers that made Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As not to say anything. In another anecdote, we understand that once there was a dispute between Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and Walid ibn Uqbah. Well, Walid ibn Uqbah belonged to the house of the Umayyads. And Walid ibn Uqbah claimed that a large piece of land belonged to him. Well, it wasn't the case. Well, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam requested that an assembly must be provided in which several witnesses must be present, and then and there Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that the piece of land belonged to him. That is to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. However, Walid ibn Uqbah insisted on his own wish and whim. Then, in order to settle the quarrel, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam accepted to give the land to Walid ibn Uqbah. And at that time, then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam mentioned to him, the farm belongs to you, O Walid. And soon after, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam left the assembly. From this, we understand that we have to seek the truth. We have to be always after the truth. But at the same time, we have to weigh the whole situation. This is one. Another one is that whenever possible, a believer should underestimate and should belittle his enemy if the enemy belongs to the camp of those people against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this case, Walid ibn Uqbah certainly belonged to the camp against the camp of the Ahl al-Bayt. We hope to have taken very important lessons from these anecdotes. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn.